fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind.
It was basically a cube with inside of sphere where the points of the cube were touching outside of the sphere.
So this isn't anything that just is limited to the United States. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
That UFO podcast is powered by Zencastr. Zencastr is one of the world's leading platforms for recording and hosting podcasts. The open beta strives to put the power of studio quality remote video production into the hands of anyone with a story to tell. Features include HD video recording, studio quality sound, chat and footnotes. All running right from your browser so you can record from anywhere without ever installing anything. Check out the links in the show description to find out more. Hi everyone and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. My name is Andy and a very happy new year. This is your January preview show and I'll be talking about what's to come this month on That UFO Podcast, but I've got a special announcement to start with. Over the last month you may have seen the Quantum Witch Cafe shows on the feed, and I mentioned that as well as this, a few other shows would be starting in January. Namely, Dan's new podcast and also Dave Partridge and Graham Rendell's historical UFO deep dives. I'm really looking forward to that one myself. I'm very happy to say that Vinny Adams of Disclosure Team, his podcast will be dropping in audio format also onto that list. Starting in February, they're all going to be available in a separate feed to That UFO Podcast under the new name Anomalous Podcast Network. This is something I'm starting up myself, where you can listen to a range of podcasts on the subject under one roof. It's something I'm really excited about and hope, as you always have, you will support the podcast and this new venture of mine. You can follow the Twitter feed at AnomalousPodNet. The link is in the show description, so you can click on it to join, for future announcements. The shows are all going to be free, with options to support those creators on their own through their own methods if you want to. I appreciate how much you support me and how much support you've given this podcast since it started. You've allowed it to grow to what it is now, and I truly mean that. You, yes, you listening to this right now. These shows will absolutely complement my own, and they're going to offer you different voices, different conversations, and different discussions than you would hear by myself on That UFO Pod. That UFO Podcast is going nowhere. The same interviews, the same news breakdowns, and other shows will be out as regular as ever. On the survey I sent out a few weeks ago, and thank you to everyone who filled that in, some people thought that new hosts and new shows meant people taking over That UFO Pod, and that isn't the case. It's just more range of topics and discussions for people to listen to. If you want to consume loads and loads of content, I can't do 7 shows a week, and I don't think anyone would want to hear that, but there will be options for people to listen to more shows on a more frequent basis. But it's always going to be quality over quantity, like it's always been. Some shows might be monthly or even every few weeks. But like I say, it's something new, and along the way, your feedback will be very much appreciated, so please let me know. There will be mistakes along the way, and there'll be tweaks and little changes here and there, but I'm really looking forward to it, and it's going to be something for you to listen to. Speaking of supporting the pod, if you're on Patreon or Apple or Spotify Premium, you won't hear the upcoming advert. Otherwise, after this short advert, I'll be letting you know what's to come in the next few weeks on That UFO Podcast. Happy New Year's from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped on 2022, like a tic-tac falling from 80,000 feet. But don't drop the ball on your own grooming. It's time you brought the sexy back in 2022 and step up your game with Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped to help them bring in the new year with the right tools for the job. Go to manscaped.com and use code ANDYUFO for 20% off and free shipping. It's a new year, it's a new you, and we hope in this new year, a new UFO office will finally push us forward with the tools to crank up the heat on disclosure. Well, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 contains 6 essential tools for the ultimate below-the-waist grooming routine. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate orbs, and it also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light that puts those Phoenix lights to shame, folks. Remember, get 20% off and free shipping with the code ANDYUFO at manscaped.com. Now, on to that UFO podcast, though, and the interviews have already been recorded for the next couple of weeks and are ready to be released. First up will be Ashley Cowie. You may know Ashley Cowie as a TV presenter and documentary maker, or under the Instagram account or Twitter account UAP Columbia. Ashley has began to set up the documentary Phenomenology, which we talk about in the podcast Dan joined me for. As part of that, we discussed Dan's fundraiser, and wow, you have already got Dan 2/3 of the way there to being sent out to Colombia to be involved in making the documentary and having that input that he will be representing you, the listeners, and the people of UFO Twitter who want to be represented and helping make an actual documentary and investigate UFOs. It would not be possible if it hadn't been for all of you helping Dan get the funds to get out there, because it's been very, very last minute. So that will be available later on today, the 1st of January, on early access through patreon.com or Apple Premium and Spotify as well, all for less than the price of a coffee. You can search That UFO Podcast Premium on Spotify or on Apple. You can still get a 2-week free trial. You can sign up to that today and start the new year supporting myself, the podcast, and get ad-free listening and early access as well. Don't forget, as part of that, you'll get access to a range of bonus content and shows that are already up there. This one was a long conversation, folks, so if you're on the premium subscriptions, you'll get the full over 2 hours conversation. Otherwise, it'll go up on the free feeds from Monday the 3rd of January in 2 parts over a couple of days. On New Year's Eve, I hope you had a good one. I spent my evening recording an interview with Frank Milburn, former intelligence officer, paratrooper and security analyst, among many other things. You may have seen Frank Milburn on various other podcasts, the most recently on Unidentified Celebrity Reviews, Singularity Lab, fascinating conversation. Well, we had a great chat around his intelligence background, the UK perspective on the subjects and the approach to the subject from an intelligence governmental point of view. We also went deep into the new NDAA bill with the UFO office. Frank gave us an exclusive on Havana Syndrome at Skinwalker Ranch that was fascinating, and we also discussed about some stories about pilots going missing, never coming back, and, you know, the potential threat scenarios that may come up involving the phenomenon. We went a whole load of other places, and it was a really fascinating conversation. That one will be up on the free feeds from Monday 10th of January, but a few days before then on those premium platforms, early access and ad-free. As well as that, this month you will hear the breakdowns. You're going to hear some of those new podcasts as well before the new feed starts up in February. So please let us know your feedback. Let us know your thoughts. And as well as that, folks, the ever popular listener call-ins and a few other shows will be out too. As part of those surveys I asked people to fill in, I was given a whole range of ideas people looked for new shows, new conversations, book reviews, movie reviews, and deep dives into historical cases. You're going to hear lots of different things coming up over this year for the podcast as well. And I thank each and every one of you for listening, that you want to hear myself and Dan and others do that and be part of your daily routines, whether you're on the bus just now, driving your car, driving your lorry, just kicking about the kitchen like I do, doing the dishes or making the kids their dinner, listening to podcasts. However we are part of your lives, I thank you very, very much for letting us do that. The goal has always been to inform and entertain where possible, and I hope we continue to do that for you in 2022, as this year promises to be a fascinating one. I'll just ask if anyone does have any guest suggestions. I've got a ton of them in my inbox that I'll be going over the next couple of days, but please send them over to email ufouapam@gmail.com, and I can look into getting some of those guests potentially lined up for the podcast as well. I do have a few other names I'm speaking to. As always, I don't like to confirm anything until it's signed, sealed and delivered. So once again, folks, thank you very much for listening and a very happy new year. that is all for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening. Please remember to leave the podcast a review on your chosen platform. You can like, retweet and subscribe. That would all be very much appreciated. The shows are being uploaded onto YouTube as we speak more and more. You can sign up at patreon.com/thatufopodcast to access the shows ad-free as well. Please get in touch on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, That UFO Podcast. Of course, on Twitter, it's at UFOUAPAM. And again, folks, as always, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little grass. Meditated again and stayed full on meta. Can't imagine how it could have been any better. I got to the top of the stairs and there he was. Like, you awake? I was about to abduct you, cuz. I jumped back and nearly kissed myself. And I climbed out the window after the elf. And I woke up in my bed and there was something on my head. And everything was weird and everything was red. And I called up my boys. They thought this was noise. They thought it was a dream. They thought it was my toys. They thought it was my problems. And they think I should see therapy. And I don't know what to do because it doesn't really scare me.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a song.